Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high-pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3635, and today's date is May 5th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Trump Signals Federal Judges Be Positioned to Bring Justice While Alcatraz is Resurrected. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, you could see what the Federal Reserve is trying to do. They know that Trump is setting up a parallel economy. They know that he's using the tariffs to counter the internal revenue that they're getting from we the people. They understand if he succeeds, it's all over for them. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to create a depression out of the recession that Biden created. How are they going to do this? Well, it looks like they're trying to hold back the rate cuts. Now, does this mean they will succeed? Absolutely not. I do believe eventually they will have to fold and they will have to move forward with the rate cuts, because when the people of this country see unemployment way, way down, inflation way, way down, manufacturing coming back to this country, energy prices way, way down, what is the Fed going to say? Oh, no, we need to keep the rates where they are. I mean, during Biden administration, he increased the inflation. He increased the fuel prices, and he lied about the job numbers. But the Fed cut the rates when he brought down inflation from 9%, not even lower than what Trump had it before. They cut the rates when they got the numbers and they were all fake. He didn't create a million jobs. He increased energy costs compared to when Trump was in office, and they decided, hey, this is a good time to cut the rates. I mean, really think about this. It seems like Trump and the Patriots, they're setting up the Fed to fail in the end. Now, the Fed is going to make a decision this week. Should we cut the rates or should we hold steady? Now, it looks like the fake news is out there trying to convince everyone that the Fed is not going to do anything. Most likely they won't, which means as they keep holding the rates where they are, they're going to try to push the economy into a depression. The problem with all of that is that Trump really doesn't need the Fed to cut the rates because as the bond yields continually drop, the rates will adjust themselves and the people of this country, they will see what's really going on. And while Trump creates the parallel economy, this is going to counter everything that they're trying to do. And we could see that they're going to try, but in the end, they're going to fail, which means they're going to probably move into some other type of an event to actually cause the depression that they need. But again, I do believe that's going to fail in the end. Also, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're prepared and ready for anything that they throw at them, especially a cyber attack that hits the financial institutions. But you can see that Trump's tariffs, they are now working. And it's getting better and better as time goes on. Remember, Trump's main objective here with the tariffs, yes, to bring in the external revenue, but also to break China. Now, China is going to try to push back as long as they possibly can, but in the end, they will fold. And right now, Trump says he has no plans to speak with China's President Xi. And Trump says China's been ripping us off for a very long time. And the Chinese and U.S. officials, they're talking about different things. But it's not just China that's been ripping us off. It's been many, many other countries because we had one-way tariffs. But China is the big fish in the pond here. And this is why Trump and Bessent and Lutnick, they're all pivoting and actually surrounding China and forcing them to bow to Trump in the end. Because what we're seeing out in China is just getting worse and worse for them. And you're going to see China probably go into a recession and teeter on a depression. And what's very interesting is that Li, a garment exporter in southern China, says the United States' steep tariffs have dealt a devastating blow to his business. The business owner from Ganzhou province said his orders from the United States evaporated as the levies escalated. Li is not alone. Most Chinese exporters are in the same boat. And on social media platforms in China, they discussed their dilemma. A few said they were immune from the impact of U.S. tariffs owing to their irreplaceable products. These exporters reported that U.S. orders formed the majority of their business and were the most lucrative. Without the American market, no other region, including Europe, can fill the void. Beijing is going to have trouble backing down from its standoff with the United States because Chinese Communist Party Xi Jinping, he clearly created his whole persona around being the leader who can stand up to America. Yeah, stand up to the weak presidents that came before Trump. But Trump, he cannot stand up to Trump. And what's going to happen is Trump is going to bring China to its knees. And most likely what you're going to see as time goes on, probably in about 4 to 8 months, you're going to see China most likely enter a recession. And I do believe they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And think about it. As the people get laid off, because again, if you're not producing and these individuals can't manufacture, why do you need to keep them employed? You're not going to. So a lot of these individuals are going to be laid off. And when a lot of the country is laid off, the country is going to be looking at their leader, their president, saying, what's going on here? You said you could stand up to the United States, but the United States is actually hitting you around. And now we have no job. We can't feed our families. We might even see an uprising in China. They might call for a new leader. Everything might be about to change right now, if you really think about it. And Trump, he was being interviewed by NBC, and this is what he said about China. And this is coming from Rapid Response 47. At some point, I'm going to lower them because otherwise you could never do business with them. And they want to do business very much, says POTUS on China tariffs. Their economy is really doing badly. Their economy is collapsing. And yes, Trump is going to wait until Xi Jinping says, okay, we need to talk and we need to do something about the tariffs. And once again, you could see that Trump right now, he's making deals around the world. And if China thinks they can transship into other countries, it's not going to work whatsoever. We'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that Trump now, he is now actually placing tariffs on those countries that actually create the American films. And now they're going to have to pay a tariff. And Trump, he wants to move all this back to the U.S. This is what he put out on Truth. The movie industry in America is dying a very fast death. Other countries are offering all sorts of incentives to draw our filmmakers and studios away from the United States. Hollywood and many other areas within the USA are being devastated. This is a concerted effort by our other nations and therefore a national security threat. It is in addition to everything else, messaging and propaganda. Therefore, I am authorizing the Department of Commerce and the United States Trade Representative to immediately begin the process of instituting 100% tariffs on any and all movies coming into our country that are produced in foreign lands. We want movies made in America again. And he's absolutely right. When you look at Canada, they do about 15 to 20%. Then the UK and many other locations like Australia, New Zealand. And this is going to put a lot of pressure on these countries. And they're probably going to be forced to move the film production back to the US. And Trump is going to make it very, very easy for the film companies, the production companies, to move back to the US because he's going to give them incentives, just like he's giving automobile manufacturers incentives, other manufacturers incentives. So I do believe we're going to see those individuals return to this country. But what we see now with the automobile manufacturers, the auto parts tariffs are going into effect. A 25% tariff on imported automobile parts took effect on May 3rd, marking a significant step in Trump's effort to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign supply chains and boost domestic manufacturing jobs. The new duties, authorized under a March 26 proclamation, applied to key components used in passenger vehicles and light trucks, including engines, transmissions, electrical systems. The tariff affects imports from all countries, although parts that meet U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA, requirement, they're exempt in a bid to preserve the tightly interwoven North American auto supply chain. And we're going to see a lot of these manufacturers move back to the U.S. Actually, Mercedes-Benz right now is going to shift production of their GLC compact SUV to Alabama away from Germany. So they've already moved their larger SUV lines to the U.S. to avoid the pre-existing 25% tax. And now they're going to be moving the smaller and less expensive crossover types from Germany into the U.S. So we could see already that companies, they're deciding to move back to this country, or those countries that haven't been producing in this country, they're deciding to move into this country, which is going to create jobs in this country. Now, what's very interesting is that Mercedes-Benz now has a strategic advantage over BMW. So this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward, because remember, BMW is owned by Volkswagen, and Volkswagen is in trouble right now. And we could see at this point in time, we're going to see more and more manufacturers come back to the United States. Actually, when you start to look at it, Trump's plan is absolutely working. And India, they have offered the U.S. a zero-for-zero reciprocal tariff deal on steel, auto parts, and pharmaceuticals. So we'll have to see how this all plays out in the end. But it looks like Trump, the Patriots, they're making deals all over the place. And we know that within these deals, what is Trump doing? He's making sure that no one can transship to the country to avoid tariffs. And Trump already has certain things into place where if China does try to transship their products, they're going to be hit with a tariff. That country is going to be hit with another tariff. So this is becoming impossible for the deep state players, for China and many, and the central bank. And you can see that Trump is stopping them at every turn, because what is he doing? He's setting up a parallel economy, and he's going to shift us and transition us away from the private West central bank. But you can see what the central bank is doing right now. They're trying to hold off in cutting the rates, because Trump has already made it so we are not going to fall into a depression, because he's created a parallel economy. We have billions of dollars coming in from tariffs already. He's prepared and ready to remove income taxes from the people. Energy prices are coming down, and this is becoming more and more difficult for the deep state players, for the central bank. And they thought, oh, you know what? Trump will force us to lower the rates, and we will lower the rates, we'll crash the economy. that scenario, I don't believe can actually work at this point. So it looks like the Fed has now pivoted into thinking, well, as Trump makes the economy better, brings us out of the recession, the reduction of interest rates would make the economy better and the economy will flourish. So you have to remember, the central bank is never there to benefit we the people. So if they keep the interest rates steady and high where they are, they're hoping over the long period of time, they'll be able to bring the recession that Biden brought us into. They're hoping to actually destroy the economic system and bring us into a depression. Now, what's very interesting about this, the Fed is going to make their decision this Wednesday on the short-term interest rate. And right now, the fake news is out there saying that the Fed's going to be unchanged. Most likely, they will. And what that means is they're going to be trying to push their agenda as hard as they possibly can. But you have to remember, the market interest rates can decline without the Federal Reserve rate cuts. It could be driven by economic forces like reduction in inflation expectations, weaker economic growth, or increased demand for bonds, which lower yields. So if investors anticipate slower growth or deflation, long-term rates like the 10-year Treasury yield can fall independently of the Fed policy. And if the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates high and does not cut them, it could contribute to a deep recession and a depression, which I do believe that is what the Fed is trying to do at this point. But as Trump creates the parallel economy, they're going to have a tougher and tougher time to convince the people that we're not dropping the rates because things don't look good. Because again, what are the people going to experience? They're going to experience an economy that is flourishing. They're going to experience lower energy. They're going to experience lower inflation, or maybe no inflation. It'll just be static. It doesn't mean we're going all the way back to 1971 prices. It just means people aren't feeling the effect of prices going up right now. And if they don't feel that and they feel energy going down, which actually in cases reduces the prices in like the supermarkets and other places, people are going to go, okay, this doesn't make any sense. Because during Biden's time, he brought the inflation up to 9%, and then he lowered it to 4%. And all of a sudden, we had the Federal Reserve say, okay, now we can start cutting the rates, which makes no sense whatsoever. Because Trump he's already lowered the inflation rate from when Biden had it. And the same thing with the energy prices. And you have to remember, the job numbers are completely fake, phony, and false, because Biden and his team, they manipulated the calculations and he never created a million jobs. So the Fed used that data to convince everyone during an election time to cut the rates. But now, with inflation falling, energy prices falling, and jobs being created like we've never seen before, the Federal Reserve is having a problem now? Really think about this for a second. And you could see what they're trying to do. But I do believe Trump of the Patriots, I do believe he knew this is exactly what they're going to try to do. And actually, what he's doing, he's actually setting them up. Because as the entire country witnesses the parallel economy being born, and the economy is just getting better and better and better, the Fed's going to look pretty darn bad. And I do believe Trump will probably make the case that, listen, if the Fed doesn't cut the rates, they're the ones who are going to be causing the recession, not me. Because the unemployment rate is going down. Inflation is non-existent. We have billions of dollars coming in and fuel prices are coming down. Who's going to look bad here? Is it going to be Trump or is it going to be the Fed? In the end, it's going to be the Fed. And I do believe Trump will be able to use this later on to actually show the people why we need to separate ourselves completely and utterly from the Federal Reserve. And Trump, when he starts to remove the taxes on tips, taxes on overtime, taxes on Social Security, and finally income tax, maybe from $200,000 and below, people are going to start to realize that we don't need the Federal Reserve whatsoever. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's some type of audit to show that they have criminal activity, that they've been actually sending money overseas to many, many other locations. Just like when Doge looked into the Treasury, they saw money just going everywhere, 14 computers, just creating money out of thin air and just sending it off. You're also going to see that in the Federal Reserve, because remember, they're both connected. And I do believe you're going to see a huge amount of fraud in the Federal Reserve. So in the end, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they're setting the Federal Reserve up. And the Federal Reserve, they're not going to be able to survive this. Yes, they're going to try to push a depression. Yes, they're going to try to crash the economy. If all else fails, yes, they'll probably try some type of an event. They'll probably try maybe a cyber attack or something like this. But in the end, all of this is going to fail. Because once Trump has the foundation built, which is almost built, and once the tariffs really take effect, which is going to be probably in about 2-3 months, this economy is going to take off like we've never seen before. Even if they try an event before it takes off, which most likely they will, it won't matter because he'll be bringing in billions and billions and billions of dollars. And the Federal Reserve is going to have a difficult time actually functioning in all this. And if they decide to, not wipe out, but hit their financial institutions and try to convince the people that they're not operational, it's very easy for Trump at this point in time to use this against them, saying this is not a system that we should be using then if you can bring down the financial institutions this easily. See, he's going to make the case of why we need to transition away from a central bank system in the end. And I do believe he's going to be very, very successful in doing this. And the deep state players, the central bankers, they're going to have a major problem on their hand. And he's going to show everyone why it's so much better to be in his system compared to the central bank system. In the end, I do believe the central bank will cease to exist the way we know it today. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are feeling pain every step of the way. And people are saying, what do you mean they're feeling pain? What are you trying to say? I don't see them feeling pain. Now, think about it. They had Biden, okay, as the resident. He wasn't going to give them a pardon. They used the auto pen to give themselves a pardon because the only reason they would do that is because they're guilty. And now the auto pen is being brought out into the public realm and there's questions. Do these people actually have pardons? And if they decided to give themselves pardons, that means they must be guilty. Remember, the cover up always gets you. So these individuals are watching every step of the way that what Trump does here. Everything that he does, they're watching because they know that he's coming after them. And they realize that they have to stop him at all costs. And this is why they went ahead and they pushed all the judges out there to try to stop him. Now, Trump, he was expecting this. He knew that they were going to push all these individuals out there to try to stop him. And I do believe he wanted this because it exposes who's corrupt and who isn't. And you can see it very, very clearly, which is going to make it a lot easier for him when he replaces all the federal judges. And he wants these individuals to continually go down this path in trying to stop him because it makes it a lot easier. It's almost like when they went after him with his income taxes. He kept it going for years until it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled, yes, you can get the income taxes from any politician. You can get it, their personal one. You can get their business. You can get their foundation. You can get it from their family members. You can get everywhere. Now, think about it. Why would Trump do this so early on where it allows the patriots to get the tax returns from family members? Because he already knew they were funneling money through their spouses via NGOs. He already knew that they were using shell companies and foundations to funnel the money. That's why he did that. And the same thing is happening right now. He's exposing the judiciary. He's exposing the Supreme Court. He's exposing all of this because in the end, he needs to clean it out to bring justice. This is why he mentioned on the plane that he's going to ramp up his appointments of federal judges because now he's going to nominate certain individuals. And again, he's going to ramp this up, try to bring in as many as possible, and he wants people to see the corrupt judges because later on, what do you think is going to happen? Those corrupt judges are going to be removed. And yes, for interfering with the executive branch, for interfering with what the country elected Trump to do, this is treasonous. It is a judicial coup. And I do believe this is why Stephen Miller continually repeats this. It's a judicial coup. Because remember, they had a coup back in 2020. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. That was a coup. Now it's a judicial coup. And Trump, he just needed everyone to see this. So he mentioned that he would like to rebuild and open Alcatraz. Now, we know from the posts that there was another prison that we didn't know about. Now, we might have thought it was El Salvador, but it looks like it might be Alcatraz. Now, this sends a message to all the deep state players. Trump is preparing and getting ready to open up prisons. He has El Salvador. He has the one in Gitmo. And now Alcatraz. You don't think the deep state players, the fake news, the judges are sitting there going, wait, did he just really say that? Did he really just say that he wants to open out Alcatraz? Who's going to throw in there? And you know what they're thinking? Holy crap, if he wins and he has the ability to remove us, we're screwed. So we're going to have to fight back even harder, which he's expecting. He's also expecting lawsuits because you know that's exactly what's coming. Lawfare does what lawfare does. The deep state does what the deep state does. It's the criminal syndicate. They're going to fight back with everything that they have. He wants the people to see because in the end, they're defending the indefensible. And you could see already that they're feeling pain every step of the way. This is why they're trying to keep Ed Martin out of this permanent position. And you could see the rhinos now in the Senate. You could see they're rearing their ugly heads and they're coming out of the shadows trying to block Trump's agenda because they know that Ed Martin, well, he's going to be going after quite a number of people, and they don't want this to happen. So they're all panicking right now like you can't believe. And Trump, every step of the way, he's making them weaker and weaker. I mean, he took away their security clearances. He's taking the security clearance away from all the law firms where these law firms use lawfare. If you notice, what is the fake news doing right now? They're just making up stories. They're blind right now. They're not being fed any type of intel. They don't get the intel anymore, so they just have to make it up as they go along, which means it's very, very easy to debunk, and people can see the news for what it is. It's fake, and they're just making crap up. And think about it. They have to continually retract what they say every step of the way. I mean, MSNBC just did this. They had to retract because they came out with a story that Kash Patel is out partying at bars. He's not having meetings. The FBI is in shambles. And this individual came out with this information with no source, nothing. So MSNBC had to retract what the individual had to say because they're all blind. Remember, in the end, the whole goal is to make the criminal syndicate so weak that they can't fight back. Think about Rocky, for example. When Rocky was fighting Clubber Lang, I think this was Rocky III, he had Clubber Lang throw punch after punch after punch. Rocky was blocking every single punch. And Clubber Lang, who was a big guy, very powerful punch, was getting weaker and weaker and weaker. Rocky had to do this for 15 rounds until Clubber Lang couldn't even throw a punch anymore. And at that point, Rocky was able to hit him back and hit him back hard because he saved all his energy. He conserved his energy. And Clubber Lang, he wasn't able to defend himself. He wasn't able to fight back. Now think of the deep state players. We're approaching the 15th round. They've been punching Trump over and over and over. He's been blocking them left, right, and he's continually doing this. And at the same time, he's weakening them every step of the way. Soon, they won't have any other type of ammunition to hit him with. They're going to be blind. Their funding is going to be dried up. Prisons are being rebuilt and created to hold treasonous people. The judges are being exposed. They are going to be replaced. This is how you bring down the criminal syndicate. Remember, he's been collecting evidence for almost 9 years. We'll be going on 10 years. By the time the midterms come, it's going to be 10, 11 years. And with all this evidence, with them at their weakest point, with the prisons built, with the judges exposed, and they're being removed, and Trump's bringing in other federal judges, because again, he's going to appoint federal judges right now, and those cases are going to be assigned to these judges because the judges that are corrupt, they'll have to be removed. And I do believe they will be removed. So in the end, he's going to have them exactly where he wants them. And everything is going to be exposed all at once. They won't be able to hide. They won't be able to run. They won't be able to fight back. In the end, it's game over. And you could see he's already projecting out there where this is all going to end up, which means these individuals, they're feeling pain and they're going to fight back even harder, which he wants them to. Just like Clubber Lang, go ahead, hit me again. Go ahead, do what you got to do because I want to see the entire board. Yes, you're using the federal judges now. What's next? Come on, do it. And this is how you bring them down in the end. We'll be talking about Alcatraz in just a sec. But first, let's talk about what the fake news is doing right now. Because again, think about what they're defending. They're defending the indefensible. So instead of CNN having on like a victim of where an illegal, you know, murdered the victim or raped a victim, CNN decided, you know what? Let's give some airtime to the Sinaloa cartel member. And let's throw a pity party about being labeled a terrorist. So they brought on a cartel member, a terrorist. The person's all, you know, hiding his face, sunglasses and everything like that. And they're trying to convince the American public that they are the victims instead of bringing on the actual victims. So what do you think people are doing when they see this? Wait a minute. You're bringing on terrorists now? You want us to feel sorry for the terrorists who are smuggling children in, smuggling drugs in, smuggling women? Are you serious at this point? This is what Trump is forcing the fake news and the D's to do. And it's just getting worse and worse for them. And this is what he wants the people to see. How do you wake up the country? Remember, yes, the Republicans, what, 80, 90% of them, they're awake. But again, you still have those Republicans in the Senate, in the House, who are against Trump. Yes, they might pretend right now. But eventually, they're going to turn against him. Yes, we have a lot of the independents on our side. Now Trump is trying to get the D's because remember, We need to show the American people who the true enemy is of this country. And it's not just those people in D.C. It's those people in all the different states. Because remember, certain people were installed. And when you look at Arizona, for example, you can see Katie Hobbs. She installed herself. When you look at Colorado, those people installed themselves. And think about the laws that the D's are trying to pass or are passing. It's laws that go against the federal laws in this country to deport the illegals. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Democrats in Colorado just passed SB 276. The bill restricts local officials from working with ICE, limits where ICE can operate, and prevents police from keeping illegals in prison for ICE. Tom Homan should pay them a visit. Absolutely. Let's just sit back. Let these people create these laws. Let these people do what they do best. Because it's much, much easier to see who the criminals really are. They're against the American people. Think about it. They're going to restrict where ICE goes, where ICE can operate. It almost sounds like gun control, doesn't it? We're going to restrict where you can bring your gun. We're going to restrict if you can have a gun. It sounds very, very similar, does it? But this is the way to do it. And Steve Miller, he says, you know something? The illegals do not get due process. This is what he says. The right of due process is to protect citizens from their government, not to protect foreign trespassers from removal. Due process guarantees the rights of a criminal defendant facing prosecution, not an illegal alien facing deportation. Now, what's very interesting, a lot of people go, well, read the Fourth Amendment, read the Fifth Amendment. It says, it doesn't say citizen, it says person. But you have to remember, the Fourth and Fifth, they have to do with criminal activity. The Supreme Court ruled the deportation proceedings are civil in nature. The Fourth and Fifth Amendment do not apply to illegals. Due process does not grant illegal aliens the same scope of rights as citizens or criminal defendants, particularly in the context of deportation, which is a civil administrative process, not a criminal one. So when people are referring to the Fourth or Fifth, that is for criminals. The proceeding to deport is civil. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold, an asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high-pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. So, deportation is a civil act, not a criminal one. It is an administrative process under immigration law where a non-citizen is removed from a country for violating immigration rules, such as overstaying a visa or entering unlawfully. The Supreme Court has consistently held that deportation proceedings are civil in nature as they focus on immigration status rather than punishing a crime. And that is INS versus Lopez Mendoza in 1984. So when you hear people talking about this, they are wrong. Stephen Miller is correct. And right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And there is no due process whatsoever. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is the White House, they gave out a fake news media reframing guide, which is kind of funny. And this is what they put out. Congrats on your new gig at the New York Times or AP. Here's your fake news media reframing guide. Perfect for turning illegal alien MS-13 gangbangers into Maryland dads in seconds. And this is what they put out. It says, illegal alien from El Salvador, MS-13 gang member, and suspected human trafficker. Rather than this, he's a Maryland dad. An illegal alien who allegedly raped the corpse of a dead man on the New York City subway is a Brooklyn man. An illegal alien who raped and murdered Lakin Riley and nursing students out for a jog, he's a Georgia man. Of course, they're trolling and making fun of these people, making fun of the fake news. And the people now, they could see this very, very clearly on how the fake news tries to spin the story. It's absolutely unbelievable. And think about what Trump and the Patriots are doing right now. They're now allowing the illegals to leave the country, and they're going to pay them to do this. Why? Because it's a lot cheaper. Now, do you think a lot of the illegals are going to pay are they going to take $1,000? Most likely, yes. Bill Mulligan put this out and said, DHS will announce today that they will begin paying for the commercial flights of illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S., and they will pay these aliens an additional $1,000 once they are confirmed to have left the country. DHS said this will save American taxpayers 70%, as it currently costs DHS on average, over $17,000 to arrest, detain, and deport someone from the U.S. while paying for self-removal flights, and the stipend is projected to cost just $4,500 and will be safer for ICE and preserve their resources. Illegal aliens must register on the CBP home app and file their notice to leave the U.S. in order to receive the financial assistance, and the stipend will only be paid once the alien is confirmed to have left the United States. DHS tells us any aliens who register to self-deport will be immediately deprioritized for ICE arrest and will maintain the ability to return to the U.S. legally in the future. DHS says they have already successfully tested out the financial assistant, recently paying for an illegal alien to fly back to Honduras from Chicago, with more tickets booked this week. DHS Secretary Noem statement said, if you are here illegally, self-deportation is the best, safest, the most cost-effective way to leave the United States to avoid arrest. DHS is now offering illegal aliens financial travel assistance and a stipend to return to their home country through the CBP home app. This is the safest option for our law enforcement aliens and is a 70% savings for U.S. taxpayers. Absolutely. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. And they're using everything that Biden put together, they're using it against them. He created the CBP app, or Mayorkas did, and now they reverse engineered it, and now it's going to be a deportation app. And it's going to pay the illegals because it's a lot cheaper in the end. And it allows these illegals to come back into this country later on. Now, I do believe eventually what we're going to see at the right time, at the right moment, we're going to see the Epstein files come out. Now, think about what Trump is doing. He's building new prisons. He's rebuilding them. Yes, there might be old prisons, and he's redoing them, and he wants to open them. He's using the El Salvadorian prison down in El Salvador. He's using Gitmo. But I do believe all of this is being done for that one moment in time when the deep state players, the treasonous criminals, they are rounded up and they are put into prison awaiting for their trial. Now, some of these people are going to run. Some are going to take the easy way out when they see what's happening. But I do believe the roundup is going to happen. And I do believe that in the end, when the charges come out and the information comes out, you wait for that right moment in time to release everything that you have with Diddy, all the tapes, all the video, all the texts, all the emails. And it's the same thing with the Epstein client list. You release this at the right moment once you have complete and utter control and you have these people where you want them. And I do believe that's exactly what's going to happen. But what's very interesting, and Liz Crokin put this out, and this is coming from the New York Post, doomsday for Diddy. Here are the key things you need to know as rapper's epic sex trafficking trial begins in New York City today. Liz Crokin says, doomsday for Diddy is upon us. Interesting headline. Jury selection begins this morning and the opening statement will take place a few days after jury selection is complete. It's looking like Diddy will take the stand. Happy D-Day. So this is going to be very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is that the E4 doomsday took off from Sydney. And that is the United States doomsday plane. So that is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But you could see that Doge right now, they are continually shutting down the deep state funding. And every time they shut down the funding in the Treasury or other departments, the deep state can't launder this money. They can't send it to the pop-up NGOs. They can't get their kickbacks. Soros isn't getting his funds. The organizations that they set up, they're not getting their funds. And soon what you're going to see is you're going to see every single one of these organizations, they're going to be talking about layoffs over and over and over until these organizations are nothing but shell companies and no one is really there. No one's really operating them. And the same thing's going to happen with Soros and many others who are pushing certain objectives in this country and many other countries. And Doge already, they've just shut down about $334 million in improper payments. Amuse put this out and says, Treasury is already saving hundreds of millions thanks to Doge team, new automated payment verification system. In its first week alone, it blocked over $334 million in improper payments. Before Doge stepped in, Treasury was rubber stamping every payment request, no questions asked. And where was this all going? It was going to fund their deep state operations. And now Trump is weakening them every step of the way. And I do believe once they're really, really weak and they're not getting the money whatsoever, I do believe when everything's set and ready and the judges are in place, this is when you're going to see a lot of this information come out that Elon has found and his autist. I mean, all the individuals that are working together to do this. Some of it might be leaked before the election to show that certain individuals in Congress have been getting kickbacks, because this will put a lot of pressure on the people of those states to say, you know what, we don't want this person in there anymore. And I do believe we're going to see probably something like this to change everything. It's almost like during the 2020 election when the Hunter Biden laptop came out. Now, think about it. What did Trump and the Patriots learn back then? They learned that they needed to take the security clearances away from all these individuals that have security clearance. Because look what happened. The 51 clowns said they have intel saying that this is Russian disinformation. Now, think about it. During that period of time, if they didn't have security clearance, could that have happened? No, it couldn't have. So every step of the way, Trump is looking at the entire situation and he's saying, okay, we need to make them as weak as possible. What are we going to do? And he put everything that he learned, everything that he saw happen, he's starting to put all this into place to bring down the entire criminal syndicate. That's what you're witnessing right now. And every step of the way, you know what's happening in other countries? The people now are voting for those leaders that are going to represent them. We've seen it in Argentina. We've seen it in El Salvador. We've seen it in the Netherlands. We're going to see it in the UK. We're going to see it in Canada. We're going to see it in Germany. And we're going to see it in France. We're going to see it in many other places. But many countries, we could see already, things are starting to change. Out in Romania, remember when they called the election saying, hey, they're cheating, the MAGA-influenced individual is cheating in the election, so they had to halt it. And they tried to make it so they could put their person into place. Well, it looks like the globalist nightmare is fast becoming a reality. A MAGA-influenced right-winger, George Simeon, who is against military support for Ukraine and skeptical about the EU, won a major victory in the first round of redo of the presidential election in Romania. So they canceled the first election. They banned the individual that was running against them. Another person stepped up. And guess what's happening? Their plan didn't work. Their entire plan to stop the election and to install the person that they wanted is falling apart. It backfired. This means the people, they get it. They understand it. And we're going to see this spread across all different countries. How long do you think Mark Carney is going to last? How long do you think Starmer is going to last? How long do you think Macron is going to last? Not that long. Because once they see the change, and I'm talking about the people of these countries, once they see the change in the United States and change in all other countries, this is going to be the death blow for those installed individuals. Plus, the World Economic Forum, they're not getting their funding. Remember, all these individuals, they've been installed in all these positions via the World Economic Forum. And now it's going to start to fall apart. Yes, Soros was also involved in this. So we could see already Trump is weakening the entire system one step at a time. And he's also going after the state-funded terrorists. And yes, the deep state players, they fund Al-Qaeda, they fund ISIS, they fund Hamas, they fund all of this, the Houthis, because remember, money is then laundered to Iran. Iran uses the money, and they fund the state-funded terrorists. And Israel now has approved a plan to capture all of the Gaza Strip and remain there. But you have to remember, Trump proposed that the United States take over and own the Gaza Strip, with Israel handling over control after the cessation of fighting. His vision included resettling Palestinians elsewhere, potentially in neighboring countries like Egypt or Jordan, and redeveloping Gaza into a Riviera of the Middle East for economic and tourism purposes. So the Israeli plan focuses on Israel maintaining military control while facilitating the voluntary departure of Gaza residents, aligning with Trump's resettlement. And you can see that this process already started, which means the deep state player is going to have a very difficult time funding the state-funded terrorists in this area. It's all coming to an end. And think about the other countries where you have Al-Qaeda, ISIS, where the CIA was funding all these different organizations. Now that the funding is drying up, it's going to be very, very difficult to pay the state-funded terrorists. If they're not getting the funding, what's going to happen? Everything's going to start to fall apart. And that is what we're witnessing right now. Actually, everything is falling apart around the deep state players. The Ukraine-Russia war, this is going to be coming to an end very, very quickly. The war that they're trying to gin up with India and Pakistan, that is not, they're not going to be able to get this off the ground. They might try an event or two, but again, it's not going to work because, again, if the funds are drying up, it becomes more and more difficult to push the agenda. And you can see that Trump right now, he is bringing in other leaders to help with the negotiations in Ukraine and Russia and other areas. This is what he put out on Truth. I just had a very good and productive telephone conversation with the president of Turkey, Erdogan, concerning many subjects, including the war with Russia, Ukraine, all things Syria, Gaza, and more. The president invited me to go to Turkey at a future date, and likewise, he'll be coming to Washington, D.C. During my 4 years as president, my relationship with Erdogan was excellent. We worked together closely on numerous things, including the fact that he helped return Pastor Andrew Brunson, who was imprisoned, back to the United States immediately upon my request. In any event, I look forward to working with President Erdogan on getting the ridiculous but deadly war between Russia and Ukraine ended now. And I do believe he probably spoke about Syria and Gaza, letting Erdogan know this is the plan of the United States. Do not interfere. And let's see how this all plays out, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now flexing their muscles, and actually the leaders, or some installed leaders, are seeing – peace through strength. That is what they're witnessing right now. And it's just going to get better and better as time goes on, because Trump, he's going to make sure that the deep state, they don't have the ability to push any type of war or use state-funded terrorists to start another war. He's shutting it all down. And it looks like it's definitely happening. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know the deep state players, they want to keep their people in place. They want to make sure that they're in the different agencies so they can fight against Trump. And Trump has been firing these individuals. And these individuals are trying to sue because they're saying that the president can't fire them from their position. Well, he is the commander in chief. He is the president of the United States. And these people work for the executive branch. So, yes, he can fire them. And what's very interesting is the former senior defense official, Dr. Terry Adarim, who was behind the unconstitutional military vaccine mandate, was fired from her position in February, shortly after Trump took office. Dr. Terry Adarim, a senior CIA official and former Defense Department official under Biden, was fired by Trump administration after she caused so much harm and damage to the U.S. military and thousands of military men and women who refused to take the COVID jab. And she was fired. Those individuals that were that were let go in the military because they didn't take the jab, we know that Vance and Trump, they said, you know what, we're going to allow you to return. But the site, The Dossier, reported something very, very interesting, that Adarim is a devoted Democrat political activist and, as a medical doctor, advocates for gender-affirming prescriptions for transgender children. Adarim is suing over her firing, accusing the government of denying her due process and allegedly bowing to far-right activists who singled her out for criticism. And once again, these individuals that fight against the president of the United States, the commander-in-chief, yeah, they're going to be let go. And you know what? Let them sue. Because what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be discovery. They're going to look through their emails. They're going to look through their texts. And guess what you're going to see? People are going to see things that they didn't want people to see. This is not going to work the way they think it's going to work. Actually, it's going to work the opposite. It's going to boomerang on them. And actually, in the end, it's going to show the rest of the individuals, you want to sue? Let's do it. We have all the information on you. We're just going to bring it out into the public realm that people are going to see it, and the people are going to see exactly what you're up to. Remember, they don't have protection like they used to. They have no protection whatsoever, and everything can be exposed now. And even if they deleted it, it doesn't mean it's deleted. They have the information. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the National Institutes of Health, under the director of Jay Bhattacharya, he has now shut down the last remaining in-house Beagle experimentation lab, effectively ending the federal government's most notorious dog testing program. And you have to remember, this was done under Fauci. I mean, this individual, he is very, very evil. And he was doing unnecessary taxpayer-funded experimentation on dogs, this time in Tunisia. Documents uncovered by the organization found that the National Institutes of Health Division, led by Fauci, shipped part of a $375,000 grant to a lab in Tunisia to infest beagles with parasites. The grant money funded a study published in 2021 that detailed the horror inflicted upon the unlucky dogs. One of the tortures that the beagles were subjected to include locking their heads in mesh cages filled with infected sandflies so the parasite-carrying insects could eat them alive. So why did the NIH commission the deadly dog testing when the Food and Drug Administration has said it was not required? Think about it for a second. Why did they choose beagles? Beagles are often used for these tests because of their gentle nature, even toward those who harm them. I mean, this is just horrific in what they did here. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see there's a lot of different health clinics. They were picking the doctors based on skin color, their full DEI. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. Mario Nafal put this out and said, Henry Ford Health is in hot water after America First Legal said they're handing out jobs, surgeries, and scholarships based on skin color and gender, not skill or need. AFL says the Detroit hospital got almost $1 billion in federal cash and used it to build a DEI machine that blocks white guys from promotions and picks organ transplant patients based on race. They even claim the hospital hid the evidence by quietly scrubbing their website. Now AFL wants the feds to yank their funding and shut it down. And they should. Again, the cover-up always gets you. And like we've said before, all this DEI, all this wokeism, I think now the people are seeing that their main goal is not to make America great, but to actually bring America down and base everything on race. And think about it. Go back in time. The Democratic Party was involved with the KKK. They loved slavery. They hate women. They're using the trans to push against women because, again, this is their main objective. I mean, think about it. If they got their way, hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors, not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold. An asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. There'd be no women on women's sports. It would be all men. And I think people are starting to recognize this. And it would be the same in the workplace. It would be the same everywhere. Riley Gaines put this out and said, "This boy won the girls' 800 meter and 1600 meter in Maine yesterday. You're lying if you look at this and say you see a girl. This is what Governor Mills says isn't happening." And just because a guy grows his hair long or puts on lipstick or wears a dress doesn't make the man a woman. That's just dress up right there. So once again, their entire goal is to remove women completely from the workforce, from sports, from everything else. I think they're telling you exactly what their entire goal really is. And now it's coming to an end. They're going to push back, but in the end, they're going to lose with everything else. Just like with the D's, every time they open their mouths, it just gets worse and worse for them. This is coming from Chris Murphy. He says, let me explain to you why Donald Trump's sinking approval ratings matter. His enablers and backers will get cold feet as they feel the country turning against him. And it's proof that our activism and our protest is working. Well, first of all, the poll numbers are completely and utterly fake. And secondly, he just admitted that they're behind all the protests. Laura Loomer put this out and said, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says our activism and protest is working, in reference to the radical left's effort to attack the Trump admin every day. Luckily for Chris and the rest of the Dems in the Senate, they're in bed with the media to push out their propaganda. I mean, literally in bed with the media. Many Democrat members of Congress are having sexual affairs with members of the media, and many of the women these male Democrats are having sex with are much younger than them. Many Democrat lawmakers use their power to get young women to write favorable stories about them and their political efforts in exchange for sex. Did you know that Chris Murphy was recently caught cuddling and kissing progressive Democrat media publisher Tara McGowan in public during the separation from his wife? This suggests that the affair began while Murphy was still married. Why do I bring this up? Because McGowan runs a media company called Courier Newsroom, which calls itself Democracy Newsroom. They publish a lot of anti-Trump and pro-Chris Murphy content, but Tara doesn't disclose that she's in a romantic relationship with Chris Murphy, and neither does the senator. It really makes you wonder, how many other U.S. senators are sneaking around on their wives with Soros-funded progressive journalists who are using their sexual access to push out anti-Trump and pro-Democratic Party puff pieces? This is real. It happens. And the Democrats want you to think it doesn't happen. Nothing about their movement is organic. Funny how Chris Murphy wants to talk about Trump's approval rating. Last time I checked, the senator had to have sex with a much younger leftist reporter to manufacture his own image and create fake news stories about how his protests against Trump are working. The Dems are literally in bed with the media. Absolutely. And I think we've known this from the very, very beginning. And you have to remember, those individuals on who are in the media, and the CNN and MSNBC and all the rest, most of these individuals are from the FBI, the CIA, and yes, they have relationships with those people in Congress. So again, this is infiltration from within, and I think it's really starting to make sense. And this is why you see the media and the D's all in lockstep. Even the rhinos, they're in lockstep with the fake news. And you could see this is all part of the criminal syndicate. And this is why they don't want Ed Martin to be confirmed. Remember, Trump, he nominated Ed for a permanent position as one of the country's top cops. Democrats and January 6 prosecutors are now targeting Ed Martin because they fear him and what he may expose. Ed Martin launched an investigation into threats against DOGE workers and revealed Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer as the target. Ed Martin also launched an inquiry into former U.S. Attorney Matthew Gray's prosecutions of more than 1,500 January 6 protesters. He is specifically probing Gray's abuse of the 1512C2 obstruction charge. In addition to probing Gray's abuse of the 1512C2, it was reported that Ed Martin humiliated numerous Biden DOJ prosecutors by transferring them to pursue misdemeanor offenses in the D.C. Superior Court. Those demoted included John Crabb, Elizabeth Aloy, who prosecuted contempt of Congress cases that sent Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro to jail for 4 months apiece. They include Jason McCullough, who helped lead the team that sent top Proud Boy leader Enrique Tarrio, Joe Biggs, and Ethan Nordine to prison. They include Catherine Racozzi, who was a lead prosecutor in the January 6 cases of the Oath Keeper founder Stuart Rhodes and more than a dozen of his allies. Now the D's are striking back and targeting Ed Martin for ruin. Despite their clear minority in the U.S. Senate, they're hoping to block Ed Martin's confirmation so that crooked Judge Boasberg, who believes he is sitting president, will be able to pick Ed Martin's temporary replacement. And once again, it appears numerous rhino senators are siding with Democrats on Ed Martin. Here they are: Collins, Tillis, Cornyn, and Cassidy. And of course, there are rumblings that Mitch McConnell will vote against Ed Martin. And that's very, very interesting. Attorney General Ken Paxton put this out and said, John Cornyn is trying to undermine Trump's agenda by refusing to say if he supports Ed Martin and intentionally stopping his nomination by wasting time we don't have. President Trump, Ed Martin, and the American people deserve better. Absolutely. Data Republican put this out and said, blow up Tom Tillis's voicemail. Unleash the Ned files. First target Senator Tom Tillis, and he could be primaried in 2026. I've got explosive NED journal drops ready to go. But here's the deal. Every time we flood a senator's voicemail, I'll release a jaw-dropping NED excerpt. Why? Because Ed Martin gets real results, and the Senate knows it. That's exactly why they want him gone. We can't let Judge Boasberg pick his replacement. Call him. Fill his voicemail in all the office locations. Make them feel the pressure. Here are the numbers. Raleigh, 919-856-4630. Charlotte, 704-509-9087. Greenville, 252-329-0371. Hendersonville, 828-693-8750. Greensboro, 336-885-0685. D.C., 202-224-6342. We'll call Cassidy, Tune Cornyn, too. I'm just trying a different approach of focusing on one senator at a time. Absolutely. And again, we can call all these senators. And we should continually push and push and push. And let's see what Data Republican drops on X. That's going to be very, very interesting. But once again, we know that the polls are fake. They're trying to convince people that the people aren't with Trump because of everything that he's doing. But again, the people voted for Trump. He got the popular vote. He has a mandate. This is exactly what the people want. And what we've come to find out is that all these fake polls, the people aren't believing them. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, fake news, fake polls, U.S. voters seeing right through it. This is the question they asked. How likely is it that many public pollsters adjust their results to fit media political narratives? Very likely, somewhat likely. 71%. Game over. Nobody believes this. Richard Barris, the People's Pundit, says, they aren't just bad at their polls. Pollsters are lying to you, and they have been for a very long time. Rasmussen Report says Trump's approval rating is currently at 50%. I wouldn't be surprised if it's even higher than that because people might be a little bit nervous about, you know, answering pollsters. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, what's very interesting, like we said in the very, very beginning, we could see the fake news. They are running blind right now. And you can see the fake news. They continually have to retract what they say. MSNBC was forced to issue a retraction live on air after a guest floated the idea that Kash Patel was out partying, that he wasn't in the FBI office. They're not having meetings and everything's just messed up. Figluzzi, who was on MSNBC, without offering any evidence whatsoever, said Kash Patel has been partying at nightclubs and barely working. He said he's been visible at nightclubs far more than he has been on the seventh floor of the Hoover building. And there are reports that daily briefing to him have been changed from every day to maybe twice weekly. Now, after this came out, without any evidence, MSNBC said, you know something, the guest that we had on here, we have no evidence to back this up. We don't even know if this is true, which it's not. And once again, their entire thing completely and utterly fell apart. And what's very interesting is we could see that without the security clearances, without people feeding these people information, they are now completely and utterly blind. ALX put this out and said, MSNBC was forced to make an on-air correction for falsely claiming that FBI Director Kash Patel has been visible at nightclubs far more than he has been at the seventh floor on the Hoover building. They just have to make things up now. That's exactly what they're doing. But Trump, he's already signaled what he's planning to do with the judges, the federal judges. He's going to nominate federal judges very, very rapidly. He says, we're putting them in rapidly and trying to get very good ones. So that's very interesting. Right now, he's holding back. He's not nominating the judges because, again, he's looking at the entire board. He's looking at all these corrupt judges that are coming out of the shadows, and he's just waiting for the right moment because all these individuals that he's going to nominate, they're going to replace these judges because these judges are going to be removed in the end. So he's already letting everyone know he's prepared and ready to bring in the federal judges, and these judges, they're going to be removed. Actually, he might have said something like this when he was talking about Alcatraz. But this is what he put out on Truth about Alcatraz. Rebuild and open Alcatraz. For too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, the dregs of society, who will never contribute anything other than misery and suffering. When we were a more serious nation in times past, we did not hesitate to lock up the most dangerous criminals and keep them far away from anyone they could harm. That's the way it's supposed to be. No longer will we tolerate these serial offenders who spread filth, bloodshed, and mayhem on our streets. This is why today I'm directing the Bureau of Prisons, together with the Department of Justice and FBI and Homeland Security, to reopen a substantially enlarged and rebuilt Alcatraz to house America's most ruthless and violent offenders. We will no longer be held hostage to criminals, thugs, and judges that are afraid to do their job and allow us to remove criminals who came into our country illegally. The reopening of Alcatraz will serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. We'll make America great again. Clandestine put this out and said, "For those of you concerned about the supposed cost to operate Alcatraz, you fail to recognize the value of deterrent. Alcatraz was turned from a military prison to a federal civil prison in 1934, mostly to combat organized crime. The small cells and harsh conditions were notorious and feared, which served as a deterrent to strike fear into criminals and hopefully prevent them from engaging in organized crime in the first place. In addition, the island prison was essential to isolate influential gangsters from mainland prisons, where they could more easily bribe guards and carry out criminal activity from behind bars. Trump rebuilding Alcatraz is not about operating a cost-efficient supermax prison. It's about creating an iconic deterrent to let criminals know that law and order is back and that those committing heinous crimes on our soil, a terrible fate awaits you. Alcatraz's value is not just in harboring high-profile criminals, but in preventing crime before they happen by making an example of the worst of the worst." Then Clandestine put this out. According to Grok, the FBI DHS do not assist in building federal prisons. They're built by the Bureau of Prisons, which is overseen by the DOJ. So why did Trump instruct the FBI DHS to assist in the reopening of Alcatraz? It must have something to do with national security. Sounds like the inmates being held at Alcatraz will likely be those considered domestic threats to national security. Therefore, of interest to the FBI, DHS, and thus these agencies need to have input on the security and design of the facility. That's my best guess as of now. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it sounds like Trump is creating his own supermax prison to hold the highest profile domestic prisoners with some sort of implication of national security. And for those asking, why not Gitmo? That's because Gitmo is for hostile enemy combatants and war criminals prosecuted via military courts and kept off U.S. soil, Cuba for legal reasons. Alcatraz would house domestic criminals on U.S. soil prosecuted by the U.S. civilian court system. Those people that are treasonous to this country, they will stand trial in the federal court system, not in the military court, unless Trump needs to go to the next step and make them enemy combatants and say that the court system is inoperable. At this point, he's not doing that. Could he do it? Yes. Might he do it? Yes. But as of right now, it seems he wants to follow the rule of law. He wants the federal system to handle all of these trials because, first of all, there's a lot more judges, and these are treasonous crimes that were committed by civilians. They're not really in the military. But he could make them an enemy combatant, and they could be tried in military tribunals. But I do believe he wants to do this using the federal courts at this time. And then Trump, he was on the White House lawn, and reporters were interviewing him, and he said something very, very interesting. Clandestine explains, Trump says the reason he wants to reopen Alcatraz is because of these radicalized judges that want trials for every one of the millions of illegal Trump is trying to deport. Alcatraz can only hold 300 or so inmates. So who is it Trump wants to put in Alcatraz? Based on his comments here, it almost sounds like he wants to put the radical judges who obstruct deportation at Alcatraz because he sure as hell is not fitting the millions of illegals on that island. And he's absolutely right, but who else might be in there? I think many, many others. And actually, if they're going to rebuild it, will they be adding on? Will they be adding cells? Maybe, maybe not. But Lisa May, she remembers there were two posts that actually talked about prisons and one prison that no one really knew about. Let's go back to post 2623. It says, and Anon on the board said, is Gitmo going to be used for U.S. citizens? Down below it says three detention centers being prepped. Monitor funding. So that's interesting. Then post 740. Down below it says max cap in parentheses one other prison being prepped. Could that be Alcatraz? It's starting to seem that way. And once again, we know that these treasonous people, they're going to be brought up on charges and they're going to be arrested. They're going to be indicted and they're going to be put in prison. And we must have prisons ready for these people. It's not like two or three people. Think about all the different individuals in the agencies. Think about the judges. Think about the people around this country that are treasonous to this country. They're not following the Constitution. They're following their criminal syndicate masters. Trump already knows this. He already has the evidence on them. But once again, he wants the deep state players to be at their weakest point. He wants to make sure that they can't do any harm to the American people, like a false flag, like a dirty nuke, or something like 9/11 or COVID or something like that. Now, they might try. There might be a cyber attack, which I do believe because of what's happening with the system financially, where Trump is creating a parallel economy using tariffs and separating ourselves from the central bank system, because that is the other part of the triangle. I do believe that they might attempt something like this. And what he's trying to do right now, he's defunding the entire system. He's already removed their ability to receive intelligence. You can see with the fake news, they're just coming up with fake stuff and they have to continually retract what they say. Once they're defunded, once they're at their weakest point, they won't be able to fight back. So along the way, what you're going to see is you're going to see Trump take these people and force them out of the shadows into the light so he could see the board very, very clearly. And he could see who the corrupt really are, because it's very, very difficult to see the corrupt if they're just sleeping and they're not activated. So Trump needs these people to be activated. And this is why sometimes he might go to the extreme, because he wants them activated. He wants the deep state to go that extra step where they bring these people out. Because once you see them all, once you see what they're doing, it's much easier to go after them later on. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's plan. We're getting close to the 15th round. The deep state players are punching and punching and punching, and they're tiring. And Trump knows this. And soon, Trump, we the people, we're going to hit back, and we're going to hit back really hard. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. The market is wild. Prices are soaring, and now we're facing a global trade war. Is this the kind of economy you want to retire in? When traditional markets become unpredictable, investors start looking for something different, something outside of government control. That's why all eyes are turning to Bitcoin. It's decentralized, limited in supply, and immune to the kind of policies that are shaking today's economy. Top analysts now predict Bitcoin could surpass its all-time high and head toward new record territory as global instability grows. And it's no wonder. Over the past decade, Bitcoin has delivered an average annual return of 60%, far outperforming stocks or bonds. And with My Digital Money, investing in Bitcoin is smarter than ever. Their crypto IRA lets your Bitcoin grow tax-free, backed by military-grade security, U.S.-based support, and a platform built for real investors. not just crypto insiders. Don't leave your future in the hands of a broken system. Own your retirement. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. That is MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Here's the hard truth. Every 6 years, your dollar loses half of its buying power. That means a $100,000 savings account today could feel like $50,000 by 2031. And you see it every time you fill up your tank, buy groceries, or pay the bills. Prices are up, your dollar is down, but there's a simple way to protect the value of your savings with something real, something proven. It's called gold, an asset that holds its value over time. That's why I trust Noble Gold Investments. They make it simple to protect your savings with physical gold or silver. No high-pressure sales, no call centers, just honest guidance, one-on-one support, and transparent pricing. And right now, when you open a qualified account, Noble Gold will send you a free 10-ounce silver American flag bar as a thank you. Head to x22gold.com today to learn more. That's x22gold.com. Don't just protect your wealth, preserve its power. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind.